Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to a very special episode of the Almost Famous podcast. We have both Ashley and Jared here with us today to talk about all things baby number two. They announced this yesterday, but we wanted to give you, our listeners, the people we love so much, all the exclusive details.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. Today, Jared is here with me, and we're just going to talk about pregnancy number two.
Yeah, we're
going to be a family of four.
Family of four.
Or five, if you want to count Lois. Is that a thing? Like, do you count the dog when you have kids?
No.
Okay. No?
I mean, when the kids get older, I don't know. Who the hell knows? Anyway, we're growing into a family of four. It's me, Ashley, four Dawson, humans. And the new one. And Lois is a part of the family.
Doesn't have a name, by the way. No names picked out for this kid. Thought we may have had a name, but no. So we're not revealing whether it's a girl or a boy. Yep. That reveal will come later.
Yep.
The baby reveal with Amazon Live. We love working with them. It's so much fun. So I have basically, if you go and click the link. It's on my Instagram. You'll find it. You can see the live where we talk about a lot of things, but we also have like our full-blown registry below. Not our registry like for this baby because we have everything, but it's everything that we loved that we used with Dawson and plan on bringing up from the basement again for this baby. It's so nice to have everything. But now I just want to set up other parents to be out there with what we think are the absolute essentials. So to check that out. All right, babe, do you want to like, how should we do this?
No, I don't know. Let's just talk.
All right. So we were.
We had sex.
Jared. So
and then.
Jared. So we knew we wanted the kid to be ideally 2.5 years apart from Dawson because Jared and I are 2.5 years apart from our siblings. And that was a big deal for me. Apparently, not a big deal for you.
No, I mean it would be. Ideal. It's nice to get them close in age, but also it's just ideal to get it over with. You know,
yeah, like you definitely want them in a similar-ish phase.
Yeah,
together at the same time.
Could you imagine trying to do this 3 or 4 years from now? No. We would only have one kid. We wouldn't do it.
Well, that sounds sad.
No, it's not. It's the reality of life.
There's a lot of people that have kids that far apart.
No, it's not sad. I'm saying just for us. If we were out of the baby phase, I think we'd be like, we don't want to go back in. But now it's perfect because he's starting to be a little bit more independent. And we're like, all right, we want two kids.
Who is the best? Like, he's just better and better every day.
Yeah, he gets better and better every day. I mean, he throws temper tantrums now. So, like, he throws himself on the floor. But those are easy. We literally step right over him. And it's like, bro, if you're going to do this over not getting a piece of cheese, then just cry.
He's so dramatic, guys. He's just dramatic. It's just so crazy. Like, but you don't think that Jared's dramatic. But the thing is, like, he's very emotional. So imagine what our offspring's like. But yeah, we are so happy that this kid will be 2.5 years. Exactly. Like crazy. Like almost to Dawson's like half birthday. I think he's like basically due on Dawson's half birthday.
Just about July, right?
Yeah. So is July the exact 6 months?
Well, January 31st, it'd be July 31st, right?
So I'm due July 29th.
How many days in July? Is there 31?
I think there is 31.
I think so too.
Yeah, so, oh my gosh, I don't want the kid to come on the 31st. That, you know, I'm 2 days late. I just love the way that Dawson was 10 days early.
That'd be a fun game. Tell me how many days are in each month.
I'm not that great at it.
Obviously, there's 31 in January. There's 28 in February. There's 31 in March. It's definitely right. March 31st?
Yeah, I think so.
Gotta be.
Yeah, April, I think so.
I don't think it's
April's 30.
30.
Okay, well, this is all we're here to talk about.
I think May's 31.
This is good trivia, babe. This is good trivia for Audrey's.
I think July's 31.
All right. So, other things. So, yeah, it was great for us because it was 2 months trying. Dawson was 7 months of trying to get pregnant. So this was like such a surprise and so awesome. So what happened was I actually had a chemical pregnancy in October, which was the first month of us trying. So a chemical pregnancy is like a very early miscarriage. It's like specifically during week 5. So if you are familiar with the pregnancy cycle, your week 1 is like the week after your period or it's like the first day of your period, something like that. So like you're technically not actually pregnant the first couple weeks. It's just like week 1 is the actual start of your cycle, but like the egg's not fertilized until week 3, I think. So anyway, in week 5, what happens usually in week 5 is that women take pregnancy tests going into week 5. Or you would get your period in, you know, the tail end of week 4. So I took a pregnancy test a couple days before what I would assume would be my missed period. And it was positive. And I just knew it in my bones that it was going to be positive. And then I did the cute thing where I put it in the pregnancy test in a little gift bag. I gave it to Dawson. And then I had Dawson, when Jared came home from work, go running over to Jared. And then Jared opened it. And it was our cute moment on video.
Very cutesy.
But then it didn't stick. So a couple days later after the positive, I started bleeding. And that was very sad. I was pretty pretty bummed about it, but it was the first month trying. And, you know, I do have I have a concept of how we've been blessed. Okay.
Yeah, we have perspective.
So, perspective. Thank you.
There's a lot of people.
There's a lot. Yeah. So I was like, first month, we have Dawson. It's sad, but not a huge deal. And my midwife was like, you know, lots of women get pregnant the month after a chemical pregnancy. And I kind of had that positivity in my brain. And she called it. So that time was not as cute because it's just weird to like back to back try something cute. I knew Jared wouldn't respond the same way. So I just like took a shower, took a pregnancy test, put Dawson to bed, sat on the couch, pulled it out of my pocket. And I was like, here, I'm pregnant, by the way. And he was like, that's a very faint line. You think that's pregnant? And I was like, yes, I'm a woman. I know that that's pregnant. That's exactly what Dawson's pregnancy test looked like.
Well, her pregnancy test had the one with the lines.
He doesn't like the one with the lines.
No lines.
Likes just the one that's pregnant. The one that I gave him in the gift box, whatever, said pregnant. He needs words. So whatever. But then a week without my period, he started to believe it.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that's so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you feel like you just need to get something off your chest, whether it's work, family, relationships, we all carry around different stressors all day, big and small. When we bottle up those stressors, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's been weighing you down.
Therapy's always been a benefit in my life. It's something that my wife and I do as a couple. It's also something I do personally. If nothing else, it's a great place to just release whatever is going on internally. It's a place where you can feel less alone. Therapy allows you to be the best version of yourself, which, obviously, life is short, and so the more we can be the better versions of ourselves, the better this whole thing is for us and the people around us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people,
Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. It's been a lot better.
One week,
but and poor Jared now has to deal with pregnant Ashley.
Oh, it's fine. It's not so bad.
It's not that great, babe.
No, it's not great, but I'll be fine. I'm fine.
We had this question in the good advice this week. It was just like, Ben was like, you have to like, you know, be attractive and like nice for your husband and all, like, you know.
Ben said that?
No. Like as like a partner, like not just for your husband, but like vice versa.
Oh, okay.
You know, you have to like care about yourself and like be your best version for them. And I was like, and I wanted to be like, Ben, I say adios to like wifehood while I'm pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I'll see you in 9 months.
Yeah.
Every time I offer Jared to be like, I could go live at my parents. You don't have to deal and see me like this.
I mean, I definitely give it a second thought for a good second and a half. I'm like, yeah.
Well, right now you can't like, I'm not going to take Dawson away from you. So that's why I wouldn't actually do it. But like, it would be like nice, you know, and then you'd be so excited to see me once the baby came.
Oh, yeah. If I didn't see you for like 7 more months.
It'd be so fresh. And then like...
It'd be great. You know, distance makes a heart grow fonder.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, guys, this is just who I am when I'm pregnant. I don't feel good on the inside. I don't...
Oh, stop that. I mean, I
no, you know, right. I don't feel good on the inside. So like...
That you don't feel good.
And then...
Sucks.
I don't feel like I look good on the outside. So like, I'm just not a very good version of myself. I'm not mean. I'm just lazy. I just feel
pregnant.
Sick.
There's nothing wrong with just being like, I'm sick. I'm bloated. I feel like crap. I'm throwing up.
My face is blown. Like, you know, like I know
put on 15 pounds.
Well, I have put on almost 15 pounds. So it's like, who knows when it's going to
look great. You do. I mean,
I look like I've gained 15 pounds, but like, that's obviously fine. I'm, you know, it's obviously
you're growing
fine.
Life inside of you.
But like, I don't feel my best. So when I don't feel my best, then I don't even want to like try, because then I'm like, this is what happens to me. If I don't feel that great on the outside and the inside at the same time, then like, if I take a shower, do my hair, do my makeup, and then like, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, that's still not me. And then I'm like, why did I even try? Because it's almost more discouraging to see that like I can't even look the way that I, you know? And so that was evident at the Golden Bachelor.
You're like the kid in high school who doesn't want to put effort in because they'd rather fail and not try than try and fail.
Oh, well, I don't like that. You know, I'm all about trying and
failing. That's what you're doing right now, which is totally fine.
But that's the thing. I try and then I fail and I'm upset.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
But you just said you'd rather try and fail.
I understand what
you're
saying.
I was trying to make a joke.
No.
Obviously didn't
like it. I understand what you're saying.
I'm joking.
Okay. Well, it was quite evident at the Golden Bachelor wedding. Somebody even DM'd me today. They're like, I could tell at your looks at the Golden Bachelor wedding. And I was like, I know.
Were they there at the wedding?
No, but Jared,
they saw you.
No, I guess it was a picture you posted. So Jared posted this picture. I was like, Jared, that was like so evident that like I was like green. I looked green.
It was the lighting.
No, it wasn't. It was nice natural lighting.
It was nice natural green lighting.
Well, guys, the Golden Bachelor wedding was the worst day of my pregnancy, where I threw up 9 times in 9 hours. I left the reception.
You threw up more than 9 times.
No. Yes, because I left the reception at 9 and I threw up once every 45 minutes until we left for the airport at 5.
Yeah, that's bad.
Then I threw up in the airport. So this is when the tally goes up higher than 9.
And then I threw up multiple times throughout our transportation over here.
Yeah, it was bad day.
Couldn't take the Zofran yet. I was just in week 10, which is when you're allowed to take Zofran. And it was really gnarly, guys.
But that was really,
that was the worst day.
You've had crap days, but nothing.
Nothing like that. So just lots of people, very, very sweet. And I appreciate it so much. It's so nice. A lot of people are asking me how I'm feeling in comparison. And I am feeling so much better than my pregnancy with Dawson. I didn't start getting sick until week 7, which was actually kind of alarming for me. I know I'm rambling, but I just felt like it was very strange to go from hyperemesis with Dawson to not, and I started getting symptoms at 5.5 weeks with Dawson to at 7 weeks, having not even thrown up yet. And then it came, and then I was like, oh, okay. So I guess I can calm down. You know, there's this thing, they say sick pregnancy is a healthy pregnancy, which is probably ridiculous because we looked at the studies, you and I, there's I'm not a scientist. I'm not getting into it. I'm not a doctor. I like to pretend that I'm a doctor on TV though.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so overall been sick, but for what I went through with Dawson, not really a lot to complain about because I think that this is probably an average first trimester. Mm-hmm. My worst part for me is that I still have my aversion to water. Water still doesn't make me feel good. So I feel like I'm in a constant state of dehydration because all I can stomach is sugary drinks, a lot of soda and juice. And I don't even feel like that hydrates me. And I hate seeing Instagram reels of women being I'm pregnant. Of course I pee every hour in the middle of the night. It's I'm pregnant and I pee less than I've ever peed in my life. I pee when I wake up because, just the water's running.
Yep.
And then I pee when I go to bed again because I'm brushing my teeth and the water's running. Yeah,
sometimes
and that's
you pee when you sneeze.
I pee when I sneeze, but I pee when I throw up. And then I pee when I cough.
Yeah. So you just got to cough more.
And I cough when I'm nauseous. And you hate that. That's annoying, which it is.
It's not.
No, it is. It is. I would be annoyed.
I would replicate the cough that she does.
No, he doesn't like it when I dry heave.
It's no. Your cough, it's first of all, she doesn't cover her mouth.
Yeah, because no one's around.
I'm aware.
It's not a germy cough either. It's not germs. But okay, go ahead.
Let's move on.
All right. No, you can tell everybody.
No, I was going to say because your cough is so over the top and you're you stick your tongue out and then you don't cover your mouth. You look like a child.
Even, coughing. No, whatever.
No, you're a child, you know? Yeah. We're like, and I'm like, oh my God, Ashley. Okay.
And every time I pee my pants, so I would be wearing a diaper a lot. You know, big pad.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta do what I gotta do.
Survival mode now.
Anything else? Anything else? I survived Disney World pregnant.
Survived Disney World
pregnant. That's a testament to the fact that I was able, that I am feeling much better than last time.
I know. That stunk. I mean, I was curious.
I felt bad for you for not, I didn't get to be the most fun because I didn't get to go on all the fun rides with him. So a lot of his favorite, things I didn't get to experience. And I was like, you know. What
but
else?
I got to experience, and that's the only thing that matters.
No, I was genuinely happy that Jared got to go on Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff.
Yeah, it was so much fun. But it made me sad that you couldn't go on the rides. When Lauren, because Lauren came, her sister, and Lauren and I would go on the rides, and then we got off. I mean, most of them, we were like, okay, that was fun.
Yeah.
But there was a couple, Guardians of the Galaxy and Tron, where it was all right, that was awesome. Do we tell Ashley how awesome and how much fun that was?
I want
or do
to
we
too.
Downplay it?
Yeah,
no. No, of course we told you how awesome it was.
What else is there? Anything else to tell?
Not really. I mean, you're pregnant, second kid on the way in July. She or he is cooking down there. Are we nervous about having a second kid?
Yeah, we're very nervous.
Well, just because everybody tells us, and I always say this, it's no longer 2-on-1 zone defense. It's now 1-on-1. You get a kid, I get a kid. And I'm curious, I think for me personally, I need to get prepared with Audrey's to ensure that I can be at home as much as possible. You know, yeah. So, but I have 6 months to get my affairs.
Six months to move to Virginia.
get my affairs in order. So I can go to Equinox down there.
that would be his gift for moving to my family. I think people are like, you're so excited. It's like kind of like last time. I'm like very much, very, very much, very happy. Definitely always wanted a family of four. We're just going to have four. You know, it's just going to be the four of us. Yep. We have no plans to have a third. And we are just anxious to see how life is, I think. I'm anxious as Dawson runs.
All right. Maybe this is a good time to end the podcast.
All right. It's a good time. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you, like, listening to this.
Yep.
We appreciate you caring and
just appreciate the support.
Like it's like just unreal. Like anybody, it's crazy.
It is crazy. So cool. Anybody so who sweet. Watched the Amazon Live, who's listening to this podcast, who follows us on social, truthfully, Ashley and I want you guys to know what that means to us. Cause it means so much and it's something we'll never take for granted. So then I don't think either one of us ever thought would happen. Dawson told him, like, he say football.
You just disconnected.
Ow.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.